This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, a caller called in and talked about going around militia websites. You know, I could start a website and claim that I was a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. Or I could start a website and claim that I was militia this, militia that. I believe in the militia. It's in the Second Amendment. It's an armed citizenry called out by your local government or your local leadership. If the country's invaded or if the federal government falls to an outside hostile force. And you've got the states and counties and cities organizing against globalism right now. You've got countries organizing against it. And our movement is popular. The globalists are going to try to brand it as extreme, racist, or basically outsider. It's been the left historically wanting to bring down the country and then bring in a multinational force from communist and socialist nations to suppress us. Loretta Lynch tried to do that just about a year ago with the Strong Cities Initiative to bring in the UN, to actually have them oversee the police. So they're trying to cause a civil war, civil unrest. Then if things break down and get really bad, they have now said in Atlantic Monthly, they're going to overthrow Trump, claiming he's a Russian agent. Then all of the new Republicans that are elected, they'll claim, were elected by Russian influence as well. If they go along with the purge, maybe they can stay in office. The Democrats will then have new elections run by Homeland Security, will never have another real election again. They will then claim everyone resisting this takeover is a Russian agent. So, of course, they're going to have the websites and the groups and the organizations. That's a false flag. Just like Trump knew when the Jewish centers were being attacked, he said it's probably a false flag. Turned out it was a false flag. Because 99%, I mean, every once in a while you see a real racial attack or a cross burning or somebody painting swastikas in a dorm. But 99% of the time, it's somebody wanting attention. Most of the time, you hear the story of, you know, a white woman, four black guys raped her behind the 7-Eleven. And then it turns out that's fake, too. A lot of this stuff is done to get attention. And the police know that. So, strangest things. A lot of times they find pipe bombs in towns, and then it's usually a cop or a firefighter. And I'm not saying cops and firefighters on average are doing that. It's just psychologically there's that very low percentile that still is the majority of the actual events that are normally rare. That's just criminology. And so without even seeing these sites, I had already envisioned, and then I saw the preparation, and then I've seen them announce it. Now, you could argue they're listening to me in government and going, oh, that's a great plan, let's do it. But that's not what they're doing. I've studied history. I know who their tacticians are. I know their plans. And that's why I've said they're going to try to kill the president, overthrow the president, whatever they can, cause a civil war, be violent, blame it on us, and then claim if we resist them, we're with Putin. And so, yes, of course, that's what we've been hearing. That if there's a civil war, there'll be Russian air cover. That's not how the military works to begin with. It's whoever gets control of the National Security Council and the launch codes and the nuclear weapons, and then whoever gives orders to the submarines and ships, and do they follow those orders? It's not like we're in a civil war and the Russians come over and help us and all this stuff. It's whoever's got control of Space Command and the weapons platforms in space, not just satellites, but whole platforms up there with Shabo meteor guns with DU projectiles and hydrogen bombs and neutron bombs and just, and it, by the way, I think it's insane they put all this up in orbit. But we're like 30 years ahead of everybody else. And it's just, it's all up there. They assemble them in pieces. They claim that's how it's safer. They send them up in pieces and they assemble them up there. And it's just completely insane. It's a miracle we're even alive. You know, I'm thinking about not being political anymore just because I've already done that so much. And just covering genetic engineering, electromagnetic stuff, the chimeras, you know, just all the weapon systems and just how most people I talk to don't even talk. They just look at their phone all day. Hell, most talk show hosts can't even host shows anymore. They just sit there and look at their phones. And just, I mean, I'm not meaning this meanly, but A lot of people I know personally can't even host a talk show because they just can't even stay out their phones. We all have family members now. They're just gone. They just face sucker. Boom. You know.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I got heartaches in my heart. All right, I'm going right to Zach, Dave, Frank, Al, and others, and then Joe Biggs is scheduled to be here. Megyn Kelly attacked him and said it was totally fake. You know, we didn't catch drugs coming across the border. It's just emblematic of her whole piece, what a fraud she is. But now they've got the Washington Post and others, after saying they didn't want the interview to air, that didn't even matter, and use that as a backdrop to demonize me and say I was the most evil person in the world. Now their new thing is Megyn Kelly just helped some guy get thousands of new followers. Oh, she helped me. Yeah, MSM, you're the power structure. She's the princess, I'm the toad. They can't even create their own analogy. That's mine. I made fun of myself. And then meanwhile, they show how we got boosted traffic. Well, yeah, this is usually a slow time of the year. And we got a lot more traffic. That's what I told everybody. This is usually one of the slowest times of the year. This and the first 2 weeks of August is the slowest time of the year. People are going on summer vacation. The summer is really kicking in. Or people are going back to school. But no, I told everybody. I didn't show you the analytics. I said, we've got the highest ratings we've had since the election. But it wasn't from her show. It was from them making a huge controversy to try to get her viewers for flagging NBC. She came in and had 6 million, 6.5 million. Then she had 5 million. And now she has 3.5 million. Now, part of that is the summer. But I looked it up. A decade ago, they had like 15 million viewers up for an average day on NBC. They're tuning out of you. I don't need you, May Gunn. Our videos in the last week about you had 20-plus million views. Ours had over 15 million. Cernovich has had a bunch. 22 million. That's just counting a few activist videos. I don't have a lot of time. I went and got on YouTube, counted them up this morning. Saw Cernovich's yesterday because I wanted to see how ours compared. He had like 8, 9 million. We had 15 million. Do the math. That's 20. I said 22 million. That's 24 million, 25 million. So it didn't matter what they did. She's a joke. That's the story. And now they've got articles saying, don't say my name. MSM has been not saying my name as a rule until about 3 years ago. And now they're back to saying we will not say his name. A little too late there, guys. Little too late. There's the headline. Megyn Kelly just helped some guy get thousands of new followers. Megyn Kelly just helped some guy. NBC News host Megyn Kelly boosted the social media profile. Well, I've never been good on social media. We have our own syndicated system, our own network, but, I mean, we reach millions there, but I just don't get it. NBC's news host, fake news host, Megyn Kelly boosted the social media profile of a person when she aired the interview of him on her show Sunday night. But I love the paradox. They cannot even say my name and folks know who they're talking about. So it's really a joke on them. And of course, does anybody even want to know the name of the guy that wrote this story? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a total joke. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead, Dr. Zach, and then Dave, and then Frank, and then Al. Zach, thanks for holding it on the air.
Alex, thanks for having me. It's good to be back on. And I just wanted to connect some dots from a military intelligence perspective. So greetings from CENTCOM. They hate to hear that over the airwaves, but we're going to do what we got to do. So this whole Russia thing, I don't think you know how critical your role is in this, because it is critical. But I don't know if you saw the Oliver Stone 4P series on Putin.
I didn't have a chance. I hear it's excellent.
Okay, so the Oliver Stone piece came out just after Megyn Kelly's debacle with him, where she basically, I mean, she looks like an idiot talking to him. He talks her down. Then Oliver Stone puts out his piece where he looks completely credible, completely breaking down Syria, completely breaking down everything. Then they panic, push your interview. Not to mention, they panic. They hear Russian and Putin's view on North Korea, which is a problem for them. So not only do they push your interview, demonize you, tie Trump to you, they knock down a plane in a sovereign country to push Trump to a point where he has to go to blows with Russia because they are done. Bezos and the Apple CEO are going to the White House soon. They got Kushner in the Middle East now. They've picked their sides, and you are critical in this. They can't stand it, but nobody cares in the intelligence agencies. The three-letter agencies are incompetent. The only three-letter agencies that really matter nowadays are WWW, and that's followed by whatever website you want to go to for real news. Because that's what the intel community is listening to. That's what they're operating under. And we're in this thing. There is a quickening going on. Now, they can't stand that they got guys like me and you on the phone. Guys like Tim Kennedy who are on the ground right now, and I can't get into that, getting on your show. Okay, but this is real. We swore an oath to the Constitution, and we are liable under the United States Code of Military Justice to protect and uphold the Constitution. So I don't know what they think they're pulling, but they are desperate. I got a couple more points, but you go ahead and elaborate if you'd like.
No, and you've called before and given us really, really great information. And most people I know that are in government agencies are, like you said, they're totally upset about what's happening. They know we've sided with radical Islam. They know that the globalists are trying to sell the country out. They know Hollywood basically runs the top of the government and just wants to wreck the country in some pissing contest. And so it's just basic sanity is prevailing. And then Trump wants to knock out ISIS and clean up the problem. But others inside want a wider war to knock out Assad. So the Russians have let Trump or his own people hit the chemical dump, blow up the convoy, shoot down the plane. Now they're saying no. I'm worried that, you know, Trump obviously isn't calling the shots on that. Somebody else in deep state is going to send in an aircraft launch a missile. The Russians are going to shoot it down. They're going to go wake Trump up at 2 in the morning and say, sir, the Russians just shot a missile down, or they just shot down our plane, and then we're off to the races. I mean, this is insanity. If Russia was on our borders or flooding us with jihadis or in our business, that'd be one thing. But I'm sorry, Russia's not in our business, but you've got this rogue state, this rogue deep state up there trying to overthrow Trump and trying to box him in now. What's the info you've got, and where do you see all this going?
So basically, the media completely overstretched their bounds here. They were completely put off guard by Trump, which stopped the kinetic momentum that has built within the military. Because you have to understand, a lot of these generals have been there for 2-3 decades, so presidents are interchangeable, as Putin elaborated in his sit-down with Oliver Stone. However, what they're doing is using the media. They're using the media as 37 series of the United States military psychological operations. And the media is being used in that capacity for the left in their agenda. However, it's blown up in their face. The stock markets are soaring, so their investors, their advertisers feel that. They like that. They see it's falling apart. But from a military perspective, the next 24 to 48 hours is so critical that there's a lot going on, and they got us so distracted, I don't think people understand. But make no mistake, Russia is the only government in Syria that has been invited. I understand ISIS is there. I understand how that's going on. That is a sovereign country, and the only government that has been invited there is the Russians, and that's what Vladimir Putin talked about a week ago. So it's no coincidence that they pushed your interview up, tied you to Trump, and shot down a plane in seemingly real time to create this FATCO, because they are freaking out. They do not have a psychological...
When I've covered Bilderberg, the first time this ever happened, it was when I was covering Bilderberg like 10 years ago in person, and my cell phone didn't work well. It was dropping cell. It was dropping bars. It was losing its power like 10 times faster, getting real hot in my pocket. It happened to everybody. Then I even had guys pop in sometimes and make threats and things and laugh at us. And then one time I was in the hotel before they shut it down in Chantilly and went into a back room where they were all in a conference room listening to the phones and stuff in live time, a bunch of different agencies. And I kind of sat there and listened to them talking, well, no, that's this Navy satellite. You got to use that Air Force satellite to track that one. That's how we pick up those feeds on those phones. And then I'm like, hi, guys. And they all completely freaked out. But the point is, it's been a while since in live time they're jacked into my phone using it as an audio device. It happened to the engineers. It happened to a bunch of the writers in the last week. So then I realized, oh, my gosh, this Megyn Kelly thing is part of a larger psyop, again, to discredit Trump, but it didn't work. It had record low viewers.
Not only did it not work, you have Kushner going to the Middle East, and you have Cook, the Apple CEO, and Bezos going to the White House. This is a signal to the financial markets. They've picked their sides. That side of the media is done. Not only did they lose the election, they lost control. They lost control, and they cannot back them anymore. Okay, this is critical, though, because you do have rogue elements who are operators on the ground right now. Again, these people have been there for 2-3 decades. But make no mistake, this is a message to the President of the United States. Mr. President, we need you on the ground in MacDill, in CENTCOM. You could be read in on this, and you have to take charge. That's all there is to it. You are in charge, okay? These guys who are power-hungry and out of control, they're there. They're read in. They're made men. But you have the power to literally trump them. How fitting. And you need to do it, because when you got guys like me and continuing.
No, I agree. Just like George Washington, he has to take direct command of the military, because he's so respectful of everything. He turned it over to the military thinking it wasn't infiltrated. He doesn't know it's been infiltrated as well.
And when there's guys like me and Tim Kenny on the ground, we're just not going to follow that order. And I hate to tell you that, but I'm not going to commit treason. I rose my right hand in front of that American flag at a Met station in Tampa, Florida, before I joined the United States military. Now I'm out of active duty, but I do some things. I won't get into that.
Well, I'm sure everybody does things after they're out. Exactly. Yeah, but expanding on this, I want the listeners to realize the left wants a civil war. They're pushing one for real. And then once it starts, they're going to claim everybody that's pro-gun, pro-America, is a Russian agent. That's why they've had Washington Post articles saying, we got guns and God from the Russians, literally saying, if we want guns and God, we got it from the Russians. That sounds like crazy branding, but to their libtard audience, it's real. Now, again, I've wargamed this. I don't think this globalist takeover is going to work. That's why they need to back off and pull back right now.
Watch the. If you put together a timeline of the Megyn Kelly Putin interview, sit down, that immediately followed by the four-day series, the four-part series on Showtime with Putin. You follow that up with the lead-up to your show with Megyn Kelly and the shooting down of the Syrian plane. I got to tell you, It's obvious. And it's not a big secret. And quite frankly, the exercises that they have planned for later in the year, just not military, not attack exercises, but, you know, for operational exercises, this is out of control. This stuff's been, you know, planned 2-3 years ago. And the President of the United States has the authority to land that Air Force One in the hill, get red in, and change this thing.
No, I hear that. All right, we'll be back. Good point.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
MSM, take stuff I've said, cut it all together, take it out of context, and then blow my face up even bigger than it is, and then sit there and cut into gotcha moments that didn't even happen, and to realize that it still fell flat on his face, not because I was strong, but because they are so discredited and have been caught lying so much, it's helped InfoWars and hurt them. But they're still in control at the top, just like you heard the last caller. And they're trying to start a war to take control of the presidency. It's a dangerous time. We're going to go to Dave, Frank, Al right now, and O'Brien as well. Let's go ahead and go to Frank in Florida. Frank, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call today. Yeah, I want to back up with that previous caller who said. I do agree with a lot of what he put out there. I think what's been lost in some of this, though, was the timing of the shooting at the charity baseball practice and the Megyn Kelly interview with you.
Yes.
I think it's too coincidental because the New York Times has not backed off throwing out that target vector the way that they did. And now they have this hit piece rolling on you where, you know, I mean, you might be looking at it from an educated point of view, but when you take the other side of it, the uninformed, the wind-up toys, how are they going to see it? Because
no, I agree. I agree. It looked like it was designed to make people come after me. I mean, is that what you're saying? Is it looks like it's trying to wind up somebody for violence?
Yep, because they're using the children again. They wanted to bring up the Newtown children and tie in that whole narrative. So you have that. You have the Russian plane shoot down. Now, how much do you want to bet that maybe the killing hasn't happened fast enough in Ramadan in London? So you could say that was a right winger over there. Nobody knows yet. How do you know that's not a wind up toy to get that speeded up? The one last missing piece I'm seeing happening here in the United States is a major racial set-off to get things going on the streets.
And they've got that. Soros is funding hundreds of millions just for July 2nd, and the groups are all online saying go out, attack, kill white people, kill cops, and it's white people leading it. And I'm wondering why the police and the different state agencies are putting up with this. We don't have a federal government right now. They need to move against these people.
Yeah, exactly. I agree, because I think this is the Empire striking back, and right now is absolutely the time for Trump to start moving, get the fireside chats going, start cleaning house, let Sessions loose, let the new AG that's going to step up if Rosenstein does recuse himself, let her loose. Yeah, they're flailing right now. I think they can see the writing on the wall, absolutely.
We're in quite a fight. God bless you, my friend. Great points. What amazing callers. I should go to your calls earlier. I'm really honored to be in this position, quite frankly. I mean, quite frankly, I just can't believe that InfoWars is so prominent. It's the opposite of a power trip. I feel like I'm doing a terrible job, and I'm not trying to fish for folks to say, oh, no, you're doing a good job. I just can't help with the magnitude of all this just to ask myself, how have we gotten in this position? A lot of good men out there aren't doing anything, and you need to do something, folks, politically. Speak out now to put the brakes on this, and women as well. But this country is on the verge of a psychotic civil war with crazy leftists running around, attacking people everywhere, and they have no idea historically what they're walking into. And I don't think the elites know what they're doing. I think they just want total control, and their messed up brains don't realize that they're going to lose. Let's go to Dave, and then I'll go to Al. Thanks for holding, Dave. Go ahead in Florida.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'm retired U.S. Air Force radar operator and weapons analyst. And this Japanese cargo ship that ran into our warship, totally bogus. I mean, it's crazy to think that that would happen. We're trying to discredit our military.
Sure. Well, I'm not a naval guy like you, but I know the new radar they've got will see like a tin can floating a half, you know, half mile, 2 miles away. I mean, describe for folks why you're saying it's bull, just because they've got proximity sensors, you name it?
Well, they keep a 50-mile radius around the ship, and if it's not, those radars are down for maintenance, they'll use the satellite data links to make sure that there's no other ships in the area. So I just can't fathom this happening, and it just... It's spreading in our military.
Well, the Navy agrees with you. They say they don't understand. They don't understand how this happened.
I think they're just trying to show weakness to our military and destroy our morale.
Well, that's a question. I mean, how did this freighter container ship, when then that's giant on a radar signature? I mean, I've been on commercial ships and seen their radar going out just many, many miles. I don't know how that happened.
Well, the container ship has radar too, so I don't. It's just an unknown thing that's driving me crazy.
A lot of weird stuff's going on. It really is strange, bizarre. Wow! Thank you so much, Dave. That's the thing. You know, I was I've got a bad feeling about Russia right now and all the stuff that's going on. I just don't know. Stay with us. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood.
Joe Biggs is our guest in studio. Veteran patriot, he's been an InfoWars reporter full time. He still does it for its part time, but he's got his baby and been doing that and also freelancing, doing a great job. So tearing up Twitter and Facebook, Joe Biggs in studio with us because Megyn Kelly attacked him as well last night. We're going to go to Al and Eric and, of course, O'Brien and Joseph before we end this hour. Mike Cernovich is going to be hosting the fourth hour today. David Knight took a personal day, so that'll be Mike Cernovich who's here visiting. I'm trying to launch a larger radio slash TV network so we can have more hosts with their own shows doing their own thing. We can have Joe hopefully come back and do that once we have all that launched. But so much going on, so much happening. First off, to do that, we need to fund the operation. We have free shipping that runs through the rest of the week, and I decided to bring the 4th of July sale that we're already going to have in a few weeks to you now. We're going to do something else on the 4th of July. We're going to have a free shipping store-wide, Survival Shield, the good X2, you know, the good nascent iodine that cleans out the garbage. blocks the bad halogens. Survival Shield X2, 30% off, even though we're selling out of it. Z-Shield, the heavy metal and toxin detoxer, brand-new product with all the Shilajit and the zeolites and everything else to draw the garbage out of your body. InfoWars Select Storable Foods, 40% off. We rarely do that. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off. And if you add on auto ship, it's a lost leader. So Living Defense, 20% off, even though it's about to sell out, to flush all those parasites out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. I'm trying to expand in the face of the globalists, and we cannot do it without you. Now, we have a lot of stuff that sells quite a bit, but a lot of it, like Knockout, we make almost no money on because I designed it. I just thought, why am I taking some L-tryptophan and valerian root and, you know, sometimes melatonin to sleep good when it cost me like $60 for all three of these bottles? I went and checked how much that stuff actually cost. They're like, well, that costs a dollar, that costs 30 cents, that costs a dollar, that costs 20. I said, well, we'll sell it for $19.95, and it'll have nine ingredients. Each ingredient has the same level, the leading competitor. So $19 for the same amount of melatonin, we have it $19 with all the other stuff in Mother Nature to really knock you out. I just get mad when I forget to take it, then wake up at 3 a.m. That's what happens. I'll go to bed at like 10, I'll wake up at 3 a.m., and if I take my Knockout, I don't. We got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. It has lemon balm extract. It has melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root, and so much more. Plus, it's got key amino acids to help you upload it electrochemically into the brain. But again, ladies and gentlemen, there are so many of these great products. Be sure and check them out today so we can fund the operation. I want to salute you all and thank you for what you do. You make it all possible. A lot of stuff, you notice, is sold out for 5-6 months. It's not done to create artificial scarcity. It's done because we try to follow California standards. Almost all of our products are at that level. Sometimes we just can't get stuff that's California standard because it has to have, you know, less heavy metal than the air does in it. And so we discontinue a product or we discontinue stuff in it. In fact, I'm getting ready to discontinue 3 or 4 products or change it up if you can't get the ingredients are totally clean. So it's kind of like, you know, if I had DNA Force in all the time, and if I had a few other products in like Caveman, we could fund this whole thing. Caveman, 4 months to make more of it because it's so hard to get the organic bone broth. I mean, it's just bringing you quality like this. The reason we are loved by the supplement Nazis, that's a Seinfeld illusion. We're not real Nazis. By the real folks that are experts on supplements, third-party sites, is we go to a super neurotic level to treat you like we want to be treated, but also we know we're a target of the FDA and others, so we want to be next level. Game changing. So that's why the big third party sites love us, because we're using the top companies, the cleanest companies in the nation. But at one point, if I can't get a product because it's got to be so clean for myself, I'll go, okay, forget California standards. So I treat you like I want to be treated. So if we start not being California standard and start putting it on our products, you know, I'll tell you why, because I'm going to be taking it too. It's either don't have it or have it. The earth's going to get so contaminated, you know, nothing will be perfectly clean. I'm not going to get into it anymore. The point is, these are the cleanest, highest quality organic products out there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, joining us in studio, Joe Biggs, InfoWars auxiliary reporter, freelance reporter, does his own great work. Joe, it's great to have you here with us.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Looking sharp in the black on black.
Yes, sir.
You're all murdered out in your suit right now.
Oh, yeah. Trying to go to war.
Hey, how is it being a daddy?
I'm getting used to being back on that military regimen of not sleeping hardly ever and barely eating. But I'm kind of getting used to it. I mean, there's a few nights where I was like, but it's like I went to bed at 6. I was up at 9 to do the Gavin McGinnis show. I'm here now. I'm wide awake. I'm good to go. It's awesome. Like, it's cool looking at like a little thing that's just like you. It's pretty.
I like your wedding ring, too.
It's pretty gnarly.
I never found one that's cool enough. Maybe I'm going to just copy you. And there's your little sweetheart wearing a Trump shirt.
Oh, yeah. She's got it on right now. She's trying to build the wall.
And, of course, you know, well, Obama said kids that play with Legos, they didn't build that. Getting serious, I guess you weren't watching the Megyn Kelly thing last night. You told me on the phone this morning, and you got blown up. What happened?
Yeah, my phone started going off, and they're like, are you seeing this interview right now? And I go, what are you talking about? Is it on already? And they're like, yeah, the Megyn Kelly thing. They're blasting your border video. And I go, what? Why? What does it have to do with anything? I've been to the border so many times. It took me about an hour to figure out which video they were talking about. And when they picked that one, I was the most shocked. I was like, Did you actually think that I went down to Laredo? I found like seven, you know, cartel guys that come stage this event or something. I mean, what is Megyn Kelly think they're smuggling pinatas? little teddy bears to give to Glenn Beck so he can smudge Tito's all over his face while he plays with them.
That's what I was saying. they're like smuggling Keebler elves or something.
Yeah. these guys are literally risking life and limb to come over the board illegally. And then they throw these satchels into a back of a burgundy Ford Explorer.
And it runs off.
It speeds off and almost gets hit T-bone by a tractor trailer truck. I mean, you don't do that.
And meanwhile, you guys are in the hotel right there, and there's like people creeping around, trying to get in your rooms.
So when we were out there, when Josh Owens and I were out there on the riverbank at the Rio Grande in Laredo, we noticed right before this whole thing happened, we saw two Border Patrol vehicles jet off. We thought that was kind of weird. Then two or three little boys came down. One was bouncing a basketball. One had a flip phone, and another one had a cell phone, and they were filming my stand-up, and I was talking about how Donald Trump was going to be coming to Laredo tomorrow. This is going to be his first trip to the border. You know, this is a very key thing that's going to happen to really, solidify and talk about why we need to secure the border and what it is we can do to help, lock this down and keep bad people from coming in.
It's a basic newsworthy report. We're in Texas. Go cover before the president comes. Mm-hmm.
And he just, it just happens to happen. I mean, right there. I mean, you're on the border. We've been covering border issues for, I don't know how long since I've been here, for the last 4 years. Myself, Ja'Kari Jackson, Adon Salazar, Kit Daniels, John Bound. We've all been out there. And every time we've been out there, we've caught some kind of thing happening.
And you've had ICE tell you stuff behind the scenes and on record and the police. And so you've been debriefed by the FBI. You've gone over the border. You discovered the ISIS house, which a year later, a Judicial Watch confirmed in government documents was an ISIS base.
And they did a documentary that was aired in January on their YouTube page. It only has 3,000 views. It's called The Sun City Cell, and it talks about actual Al-Qaeda members, top Al-Qaeda members, flying into Donna Ana, New Mexico, into a private airport that's not even monitored by our U.S. government. And these guys get out and go into Anthony, New Mexico, these two top Al-Qaeda leaders, and meet with cartel guys and figure out a game plan on how they
You're a guy, military guy, that's been in Rolling Stone and other big profiles, covering you in combat, and you've been on TV shows, and you've been a journalist for years, and you've broken a lot of big stories, and you've gotten big interviews. But Megyn Kelly doesn't care. She shows Owen Schroyer and says, he's not real, he doesn't do research, he's bad. And then she cuts to you and she goes, part of Alex Jones' is fakeness. Well, here, let's play the clip. Let's play the clip for Megyn Kelly.
I mean, I know Trump watches and sees the clips and things.
We did find indications of that. On July 22nd, 2015, InfoWars put up this video, claiming it showed drug trafficking along the U.S.-Mexico border, although we don't know what it actually shows.
We actually witnessed a drug smuggling operation from Mexico into the U.S.
Who's that guy?
3 days later, Mr. Trump gave this speech in Iowa.
Big story. It's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff, drugs, swimming across the river.
And then she goes on to demonize us. Now, again, we have HD footage of broad daylight, people coming across with these big 55-pound bags. We've shown it to law enforcement. They go, yes, that's marijuana. It's floating. And the cartels package it the same. It's well known. And then they've got the waiting car. You guys get both angles of it. It's clearly drugs. It's clearly something illegal. They just smuggled it across international lines, national lines, so it is illegal. And so this is how they do it in these green and brown satchels. We have the total proof. She knows our report shows the FBI briefing you. She knows your report shows where you talk to the state police and the Border Patrol. You've got it all, just like you're supposed to in a report.
Even the local Laredo news picked up on it, and they were playing that on their nightly news.
Sure, everyone said it was obviously drugs.
Yeah.
But no. But see, we're not allowed, here's the key, to look at that as our own journalists and go down and show it and catch it. That's a great find for anybody. That's an A+. That's the thing you win awards for, but not Megyn Kelly's. See, and again, it's the whole report's like that. The problem was I shouldn't have let her interview me off and on. They were here from 9:30 to 11. They had me off this house for almost 2 hours. And I noticed she kept asking the same questions and then doing gotchas and then saying really insulting things.
Well, the funny thing is how she questions you and Owen and others about being a journalist. Meanwhile, she's the same lady who sits down behind a desk, reads a teleprompter, and reads words that another person came up with. They're not even original thoughts 90% of
the time. That's a really good point, Joe.
You're not even a journalist. And how many times have you been even down to the border, Megyn Kelly? How many times have you even gotten out from behind your desk, other than coming down to Austin to speak to Alex?
That's a great point. She's a teleprompter reader.
Mm-hmm.
We're our own organic citizen media just going out trying to tell the truth.
I was in the Ferguson riots, the Baltimore riots, and the Milwaukee. I was in Paris the day after the attacks. I was at the Saint Denis raids in northern Paris when they found the lady and the guys that blew themselves up with the suicide vest.
You flew in on a dirt runway with Michael Zimmerman and Gary Haven, who's back in tomorrow. If you want to come in on Wednesday, you can be with him too.
Sure.
I promise. I've been working 7 days a week for months, and I obviously got my children. It's the summer. You want to come in and co-host the show on Wednesday?
Sure. Why not?
Good. Well, we'll program it with you and Owen Schroyer, and if David Knight's better by then, he's got a cold. I said personal day, but he's got a cold. You can't drag David away from the microphone, just like me. It's a good thing. But I'm taking off 2 days because I'm getting a little crazed, okay, behind the scenes here. So I'm going to give everybody a break. I'm going to take 2 days off. So that's great. Come in and host Wednesday.
Sounds good.
And so just come in about an hour before, you know, they can run through all the stories. I won't be able to control myself. I'll undoubtedly call in.
Yeah.
And then you guys can run the gamut.
Sounds good.
All right. But continuing, a lot of folks I talk to say, hey, you showed the early video. You showed she was a liar. It was a hit piece. You don't even need to release all the audio. But I said I would, and Sean Hannity has a point. He wants it released. Mm-hmm. And I've been called by other folks at Fox. They are very interested in it. They won't tell me why. They just say execs are very interested. And I think this is kind of a career killer to have her editing things out of sync.
Well, I mean, you've got her clearly on audio saying, hey, this isn't a gotcha piece. This isn't a hit piece. I'm profiling you as Alex. This isn't the conspiracy.
I'm obsessed with you. Yes, I want to show your good side.
She's like, yeah, I've been really following you ever since your family court case and all that. And I'm interested in Alex Jones, the person. And then it's just like, boom, boom, boom. Gotcha, 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 gotcha. You know, lie, 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 lie. And I'm just sitting here like,
she says it will not be a gotcha piece. And she literally goes, gotcha.
Actually, we went gotcha. She tried to go gotcha, and we actually did a better one on her. I mean, right now she's losing. I guarantee.
Can you believe her show has half the ratings it had when she started?
It's worse than, what is it?
Joe, we had 20-something million views on InfoWars and between me and Cernovich just on like 10 videos or so we did. I mean, that's just me counting up the videos I looked at. 22 million or more views, and then her show has 3.5. These people are a joke.
I'm sure the like reruns of Andy Griffith are probably getting more views than her show.
Well, that's a quality program right there. Exactly. So where do you think she goes? I'm not an enemy with her either.
Where does she go? I don't know. Hopefully back under the rock she came from. Maybe just go home and be a mom. You know, go be a wife. Go be a mom.
What do you think this signifies for MSM that they threw everything they could at us, obviously to hurt Trump? I mean, why do they hate Trump so much? I mean, he's got so much done. I can't help but fawn over him, because if I don't, it's a lie. I mean, we ought to throw rose petals in front of his feet. He's being demonized. He's being lied to. They're trying to destroy him. They're saying kill him everywhere. And all he's done is gotten the economy turned back on. And he still may fail. Ron Paul says he's doing a great job, but it's sputtering, folks. And what are these people going to do when they blow up the economy?
Well, think about how the mainstream media kicked Barack Obama's butt, or kissed his butt the entire time. Nonstop, day in and day out.
They said ban a Hispanic guy doing a rodeo clown of Obama. They had that banned. But they say, let us openly say, kill the president.
You know, Barack Obama even frothed the mouth like, oh, I love CNN. I love MSNBC. These guys are so great. And President Trump's not doing that. He goes, you guys are fake news. He's like, actually, no, you're really fake news. And you're BS and you're BS and you're BS. And then what pisses Megyn Kelly off is the fact that she sees that the president is watching real news and sharing our stories and watching it and getting some information. Because how can she say that we're not journalists when she doesn't get out from behind her desk? I'm on the border. We're on the border. We're in France. We're in London. We're all over the place. We go all over the world. Has she ever been to Haiti? Has she uncovered anything out there? Negative. She doesn't even have her own original thoughts.
By the way, can you guys pull up landing in Haiti, Joe Biggs and Zimmerman? I had no idea that people died that day landing there. High winds, they're landing.
Right after we left. It was like the day after.
You're like landing, and there's like 6-foot grassies landing. I mean, what?
Yeah, and then there was a ship, I can't remember what military it was. There was a ship that came in and approached the bank where I had to get into a boat that was sinking. The day before, there was a boat that came in to bring aid to be dropped off, and the local Haitians ran But they're starving. I mean, they just had Hurricane Matthew. They have no food. All the trees, when you flew overhead, it looked like toothpicks laying down. And these hungry Haitians are storming towards the beach because they just want food. And the military opened up and started shooting them and mowing them down. I mean, it's just the things that happened there were horrific.
And you guys found out about the pedophilia, which 6 months later AP confirmed.
Yeah.
But notice they don't talk about all our victories. They just make up stuff we didn't do.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this question again. Just a microcosm of that show saying we're not real journalists. We don't know that was drugs. When even local news said clearly it was. Law enforcement came and met, said great job. I mean, we got the articles where the FBI met with you. How does she do that? Does she not get that everyone watching goes, obviously, that's drugs being smuggled across the Rio Grande.
Oh, yeah. People were tweeting me all day yesterday, writing me messages on Facebook. Like, what do you think was coming across? You know, teddy bears or, you know, humanitarian aid. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what was coming across. Humanitarian aid. Yeah. Some little social.
Yeah, here you maniacs are landing on the grass.
Yeah, that's never even been landed on.
And at the end is a cliff.
Yeah. This right here is a spot where Dom Marie. That's where we got surrounded by like 500 Haitians. They're running up to us, surrounding us in this plane. We're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you've got nowhere to go. You're the furthest western tip on the southern peninsula of Haiti there is, and you're on your own.
Man, look at that devastation. But this is real reporting. NBC doesn't do this.
No. They're too scared.
Well, let's come back and talk more about the Russia situation, because clearly deep state's trying to start a war with Russia. What will that do for us? And then Mike Cernovich is coming in. I'm going to your phone calls. O'Brien, Joseph, Eric, Al, I'm going to y'all. I'm coming to you.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We'll be right back. think I'm going to go ahead and co-host with Cernovich into the fourth hour, and Joe Bigsmith's right shotgun. He's welcome. But I need to go to these callers who've been holding patiently. But if you look, I haven't even Googled my name today. I just did it during the break because I noticed the computer was still on over here where we've been doing it last night, seeing the coverage. And it says, what we learned from enduring a week-long news cycle about Alex Jones. And then what they learned is we're sitting there with the champagne toasting because, wow, they really are that pathetic. I want to go to these calls, Al and others, but it's not that we're that good. I want to be clear. Pride go before a fall. It's that they're that pathetic. I mean, did you see geriatric Tom Brokaw come out calling me a racist again and then not showing proof? How unjournalistic. I mean, if I call somebody a racist, I'm going to show you the clip.
Well, I thought it was hilarious, too, when she goes, she looks at Owen, she goes, so do you consider yourself a journalist? You know, what do you do in the morning when you come into the office? He goes, well, I look at the news, I see what's going on, and then I kind of give my analysis on everything. That's still more than what she does. She wakes up in the morning, goes into an office, and someone goes, this is what you're going to say today, Megan, okay? Stick to script.
And by the way, they were handing her written, printed out sheets.
Yes.
She had a notepad, but it was written stuff, and then she'd go talk to them, and then she'd come back, and then she'd get it real wrong. She'd go, in court, your lawyer said, and you admitted, that you're nothing but an actor, and it's all fake. Like Jack Nicholson. And I go, no, that was in a pre-trial hearing 3 weeks before when they wanted to enter into the trial a video of me acting crazy as a Joker. He said, my client's being an actor there. He doesn't mean he wants to really kill kids, Your Honor. But the news didn't give the full quote.
Yeah.
He's like, Your Honor, when he says he wants to murder the children by giving them fluoride and vaccines, he's against vaccines. He's playing. So they were using that. And yes, I was being an actor. I'm dressed up like the Joker.
It was satire,
but it doesn't mean I'm being fake all the time.
Yeah.
But again, she had it all scrambled. Somebody else had written it. They were handing her pieces of paper.
Well, I've got a lot of friends that are mainstream reporters and stuff that sit on there, and they tell me they're disgusted by it. But, you know, they're waiting to get to a point where they can become financially stable to kind of move on and break off and work for something independent or alternative.
That's a point Cernovich always makes when we're going to calls. He goes, Alex, you don't get it because he talks to reporters. I really don't. They all want to be us.
Yeah, they
all are watching us to learn how to be free.
I could name some names that you'd be shocked that talk to me and hit me up on Twitter and call me. And I'm just sitting there like, wow, like you seem like you're comfortable, like you're happy with what you're doing. And they're just like, no, when that camera goes off and we're done, I'm devastated because I know I just lied. That I said something that I don't truly believe in. It doesn't go with my values, what I stand for.
Oh, yeah, they all look like.
And they've even sent me screenshots of the scripts, and I'll go, and I know someone that works at NBC as well, and I'll get the same script, and I'll turn on the TV, and I can read it word for word. And I could go to, an El Paso one, or I could go to, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You think you're seeing, because I know people still trust local, most of that's prepackaged.
Oh,
all right, let's take a call here. I apologize to callers for holding so long. Al in Michigan, then we'll go to O'Brien. Al, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Nice to hear from you, Alex Jones.
Thank you for calling in, brother.
Well, a month ago, I got the Living Defense and went on the cleanse for a month. And the last week of the cleanse, I threw in the Oxy powder. And I took advantage of your Memorial Day sale and got about 10 other products. And then I went to my doctor's physical, and he recommended I don't take any of them. And I don't know why. He says he's not sure what some of the stuff is.
Well, there's probably no negative side effects.
Well, I mean, this is a great example of how we don't screen calls and how our testimonials are real, because this is a negative one. It's a unicorn. It's a very, very rare effect. Sure, we follow what they call FDA GRAS. That's the name of the law that was passed in the 90s. So it's only certified to be absolutely safe and good for you. So we only use GRAS ingredients. Then they're also tested and made by top labs in the country. Now, a lot of doctors say don't take supplements. That's part of the cult. You know, you see the ads on NBC for Prozac and, you know, whiskey, that's okay, but then don't take, you know, something like BioPQQ, the Japanese are obsessed with, that's been proven to have nerve, you know, regrowth factor. But listen, Al, I really appreciate your support. If you'd like, I can come back to you. We can hear exactly what you're getting at if you can form a sentence.